At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
To beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
Puyallup versus Puyallup. Time for you to get out of here, Steve.
The P-Town Throwdown.
That sounds weird.
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What does VHS stand for?
Wow. The video home system?
Yes. In thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
3 years, 4 years.
4 years, yes. Who is the front man of Bush?
Gavin Rossdale.
Correct. What is the oldest university in Washington?
Oh, UW.
Correct. How many Golden Girls were there?
4.
There were. Which disease comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air?
Scurvy?
No.
Pass.
Who directed the movie Bowling for Columbine?
Oliver Stone?
No.
Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Pass.
What decade did the first Burger King open?
50s.
Yes, 50s. What was the first minivan to be named Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year?
Dodge Caravan?
It was. What is the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle called?
Oh, isn't it the name of that TV show?
Jeff, you know what? No worries. You scored 7, and that is a fine score.
I'm still disappointed in you, Jeff. That was terrible.
Here comes Steve. He's got his thinking juice, otherwise known as coffee.
Excuse me.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What does VHS stand for?
Oh, man. Video home system?
Correct. In thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
When it gets voted in?
No.
I don't know. 3?
No.
4?
Yes. Who is the front man of Bush?
Oh, Gavin Rossdale.
Correct. What is the oldest university in Washington?
I'm guessing Washington State University.
It is not.
Oh. UW?
Yes. How many Golden Girls were there?
Shocked you asked that question. 4.
Yes. Which disease comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air?
What? Bad air? Aries.
No.
I don't know. Chlamydia.
No.
Syphilis.
No. Who directed the movie Bowling for Columbine?
Oh, gosh. What's that? Michael Moore.
Yes. What decade did the first Burger King open?
That'd be the 1950s?
Correct. In what year? Oh, sorry. What was the first minivan to be named Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year?
Town and Country.
No.
What's the one? The caravan.
Yes. What is the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle called?
that the Sonic Boom?
No.
The climax.
Wow. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And that is a win.
Let's go.
8-7. Sorry, Jeff.
I tried to hand him win. Lost number 70.
I refuse to lose. I got to keep those L's at 69.
The disease that comes from the medieval Italian word for bad air is malaria.
Malaria.
And the explosion at the end of a star's life cycle is a supernova.
Supernova.
Those were tough questions, but I'm really impressed that you got 8.
I did well.
I would still like to see you wear your own I Beat Migs t-shirt.
I should have wore it today because we're going to be on New Day Northwest on King 5. How weird would that be if I showed up wearing a shirt with my own face on it?
There's still time for you to run home and get it.
Okay. See you guys later.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message every day. It is a true privilege to check and see what people are up to. Steve, what's it looking like in there today?
Oh, somebody wants to talk about the saddest moment in Beat Migs history, and it happened yesterday. And also Julio Rodriguez.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Queen.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
It would be delightful to get a voice message from you. And you can go over to the Odyssey app, which is totally free to download for your smartphone, and then just look for the little microphone icon. Leave us a voice message.
Taryn Daly, are you ready for the first voice message through our Odyssey app?
I've been waiting all morning, Steve.
Did Taryn and Danny really bring in confetti cannons?
Yes.
We did.
Yes, they did.
To celebrate your loss, Steve? You should bring in confetti cannons when emo night gets canceled. Or-
I like this person. Brilliant idea.
Spicy.
What's going on? Is Friday emo night canceled?
No, it's not canceled. Damn it is still on. Okay.
All right, fine.
No confetti cannon.
No confetti cannons for that.
Or when Taryn, she can't play cribbage or something.
Is cribbage canceled?
Never.
This is one of the worst days of my life. Okay, granted, a little exaggeration, but yesterday sucked because not only did I lose at Beat Migs, it was my 69th loss. And for the last year and a half, I've been begging you guys. When I hit like milestone wins, like the 100th win, the 200th win, I'm like, it would be pretty cool if there was like confetti going off if I win. And you guys never deliver. I lose my 69th loss of the year.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, pop, pop. You guys brought in confetti cannons.
Steve, you did really good.
Yeah, not
you got enough. 6 correct. But Lacey
job,
got a perfect 10.
What?
Yeah. It means that it's loss number 69.
You guys just shot off a rifle in the studio. Also, great breath control, Danielle.
Insane
loss. Appreciate it. Thanks.
And I'm so embarrassed. I had mine upside down, so it shot right at the ground.
You guys running confetti for this crap?
We did.
I hate you two. So who's cleaning up all this confetti?
Danny and
everywhere?
I will clean up
good,
all
good, because I'm not touching a single piece of it. There was so much confetti in there. There's still confetti in the ceiling.
It's up in our lighting rigs. I see some behind the board. Like we did a pretty good job yesterday, but I feel like it's going to be around for a while, Steve.
Yeah, and also, Taryn wasn't lying. Like in her spot where she was standing... It was just like a mountain of confetti because you clearly did not know how to work this confetti cannon.
I shot myself in the feet.
Yes. I've been blasted in the face with a confetti cannon.
Ow.
That was crazy.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was like a wrestling match in Vancouver, and the people were wrestling. They were like, hey, can we shoot the confetti cannon in your face? I'm like, yeah, but do I need to know anything about this? Like, just keep your eyes closed. And I'm like... I'm not very comfortable with this, but sure, why not? It'll make for a great picture. And it did.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's check our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
So, look, I'm a Mariners fan, but does anyone else agree that Julio Rodriguez does not deserve to be in the All-Star game?
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I mean, that's not a lot of consistency this season.
I know, even check the stats. Has he been tearing it up recently? Not so
no.
Right? Why reward that guy with a nod? He needs to stop sucking and play great consistently. I own his jersey. It's about time he steps up.
Okay. Well, I mean, don't need to be so mad about it. His jersey is still pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Danny owns a Julio Rodriguez jersey.
Two of them.
Or have you burned them because he hasn't been playing all that well?
No, I still support Julio.
Well, it is funny, though, like that a lot of people have been talking about how, like, does he deserve to be in the All-Star game? For his hitting, absolutely not. For his fielding, sure. For his name recognition, I think that's why he got the nod, because people know who he is. But, yeah, somebody even showed a stat that, like, you know, was it Rowdy Tellez, who was the first baseman designated hitter for the Mariners. They recently got rid of him because he just hasn't been playing all that well. He had a 683 OPS and only 11 home runs and been slumping during the season, right? Julio Rodriguez, who was just named as an All-Star, not released by the Mariners. He has a 695 OPS, which is just a hair more than what Rowdy had. Also has 11 home runs. And people are like, make this make sense.
Ouch.
And I'm like, well, Rowdy also was slow, not very good defensively, you know, and also doesn't have an insane contract like Julio does. But I agree. I don't think he deserves to be in the All-Star game, but I'm not complaining because it's nice to see more than one Mariner in the All-Star game.
For sure. Yeah. He just needs to keep stepping it up and not stepping it down.
Okay. Oh, that would be nice.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be teamed up once again with Mary's Place on Kicks for Kids. And the goal is to put brand new sneakers on local children in need. Their families are going through rough times. So we want to help give those kids that back to school confidence boost that they really need.
They have a lot of kids in their shelter. We're hoping to put 400 brand new sneakers on some kids. And we have a lot of work to do right now. Dude, the Rockaholics have not stepped up. We all need to step up because we have not raised a lot of money just yet.
Well, let's get it going.
Well, we can fix that.
Yeah, you can head over to KISW.com and make it happen.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Osama bin Laden has been a topic of conversation recently.
It's kind of crazy, yeah.
Because you think, it's been a minute, but now there's this new Netflix documentary on him.
American Manhunt, which I know, Danny, you've watched. Yep. I'm now one episode and some change in on it.
Oh, I gotta watch.
Highly recommend. It's a... Dude, the conversation they have with some of the CIA people from back in that time is just, it's fascinating.
It's so interesting how, like, the blame was put on different people, and then it kind of, like, recaps a little bit of 9/11, and just, like, it kind of just brought all of it back to me. And also, things that, like, I feel like the past, 20 years have gone so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just so interesting to be like, wow, I didn't realize that this much went into it. Because I was just a kid. I wasn't paying attention to the news, you know?
Dude, and some of the stuff they share, you're just like, whoa, this is some like behind the scenes stuff that I never thought we'd get a peek behind.
Right.
And the documentary does a really good job. At least what I've seen so far. I know, Danny, you've seen the whole thing. Yeah. And he highly recommends it. Just from an episode in, I'm like, I'm sucked in.
Well, last week we were taking calls on crazy concert memories. And then we got this call. Drake in Seattle, what is that one concert memory that will live with you forever?
I was at a Papa Roach concert at Showbox Market, and the lead, Jacoby, cut the music and had him turn the lights on to announce the United States had just assassinated Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
Concert.
Holy cow.
What a random moment at a concert.
Yeah, insane. Like, to this day, the feeling that runs through my body from hearing that at just an insane concert was memory I'll never forget.
I feel like that could be a whole other, like, conversation of, like, where were you when that announcement was made? Because I remember watching wrestling. It was a pay-per-view, and John Cena came out kind of just as random as Jacoby Shaddix and Papa Roach making the announcement. And John Cena just comes out and looks at the entire crowd. He's like, we just exterminated Osama bin Laden. Of course, the whole place goes crazy.
Wild.
They're chanting USA. I actually found that audio of that moment from that pay-per-view if you want to hear it.
I do.
It's so weird just hearing. Because this is before, I mean, we had cell phones, but we didn't have cell phones where the news was at your disposal at any given moment. So this is how, in a weird way, we were getting our information from Papa Roach and the WWE.
I walk out here every night with hustle, loyalty, respect on my sleeve. That is a credo I have adopted from the men and women who defend the freedom of this country. We have caught and compromised to a permanent end Osama bin Laden.
Caught and compromised to a permanent end.
You know, that there's a term for everything.
You're like, John, get out there and say that we killed Osama, but say it in a weirder way. The USA chants.
This is something tonight, but I feel damn proud to be an American.
And then, they're about to then, well, now we had to put a cap on all of this. So we have to play some kind of a song. We can't play John Cena's entrance music like they usually would. So this is what they went with.
To a permanent end.
I think they should have gone with America. America, yeah.
Also, we got a text, though, about the Mets-Phillies game that was going on that night. This was not on my radar at all, but it was the only major sporting event on television that evening, and it was maybe 14 innings. 2-1 was the final score. The only time in recorded history where Met and Phillies fans were actually getting along, and this is the audio.
Now the pitch, and it's line foul into the seats. Down the third base line, 1-1. And I'll tell you what's going on. The crowd is chanting USA. And the reason for that is that there are reports circulating.
John Cena said that he's been caught and compromised.
I am not sure if they've yet been confirmed by the White House that Osama bin Laden is dead. How that's happened, we don't know. But this crowd now knows it. It's amazing how things seem so important for the moment, like they did when Ryan Howard batted with the bases loaded. And then if it's true that Osama bin Laden has been captured, killed, or whatever, it just takes you back to that awful, awful day. Yeah. And you wonder why you get so upset or worked up over a baseball game in the first place.
That's a very good point.
And that was a 10-year manhunt and just wild.
And I think about it because watching that documentary, I forgot how many times they thought they got him. And then all of a sudden he just pops up on TV. He's like, hey, guys, I'm still here. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, that's right. So I get why people were losing their collective ass when they found out that it actually did happen.
Yeah, that what a moment for sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
Maybe it was that moment, the bin Laden moment for you, or maybe it was something else. But what is that one moment from history that you will instantly remember exactly where you were? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Def Leppard. What is that one moment in history that you just instantly remember exactly where you were when you learned about it? Call 206-803-ROCK to share with us. Steve, we have someone on hold who I think has a story that will probably be something that every Gen Xer that's listening right now will be able to relate to.
Okay.
So we're going to chat with them in just a second. But first, let's chat with Tim in Paulsbo. Tim, what is that one moment in history that you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
It was 9/11. And I had only been in the state like a couple of months, and me and my wife were camping. And we were at this campground, and we were the only ones there. And all night long, there was this, and we were surrounded by this. And me and my dog were trying to figure out what it was and trying to get it. And all night long it was going on. And so the next morning, the Camp Host comes up to us and she goes, "Hey, we're under attack." And I go, "I know. I don't know what it was." She looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "No, we're under attack." I said, "I know." So me and my dog were trying to get it. She goes, "No, dude, those were raccoons." She goes, "The Twin Towers just got hit by airplanes." I'm like, "What?"
I was going to say, I can't imagine what's going on in her head. Like, she's thinking, "Sir, you and your dog are not being attacked by terrorists. The entire country is."
Right? She's got the look on that lady's face was something else.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK.
Do you remember where you were with 9/11?
I sure do.
Okay.
I had had morning cheerleading practice. And so when all the news was coming down, we didn't know anything about it because we were, you know, in a gymnasium doing stuff. After practice, went to the Starbucks to get coffee. And it was just so somber. And I'm like, what is everybody seems like they're in a really bad mood this morning.
So did a stranger end up telling you?
A stranger ended up telling me at the Starbucks in Stanwood. And I was like, oh, my God. I had no idea what had been going on for about 3 hours.
I remember being on the air at the end, and that was one of the most, still to this day, one of the worst days to have to be on the air. And I remember our intern, we didn't have phone screening software on computers, so they would run in with a little post-it note, and he ran in with a little post-it note that just said, "A plane just crashed into the World Trade Center." And all of us were just like, we got to take a break and figure out what the hell's going on, because I have family and friends.
Yeah,
Sally lost a friend in the whole situation, a high school buddy. And I'll never forget, and it's not funny, but it was just like one of those moments where, like, we didn't know what song was playing next, and it's always seemed like the worst song will always play, and it makes it seem like as if we intentionally did it, even though it's like tasteless and awful. But it was Lenny Kravitz's "Fly Away," and I'll never forget that. I'm like, of all songs, this is the song we're going into. But and then we quickly went into the other room to watch the second plane, and it was just like, then it was just a flurry. Myself and Jody, because Jody was an East Coaster as well, we're just on our phones trying to get a hold of anyone, but the phone lines are just gone, like, because of so many people trying to get a hold of their family and friends.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those moments they'll never forget.
206-803-ROCK. Missy from Arlington, what is that moment in history where you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger. I'm pretty sure this is the same theme for every Gen X kid that, you know, was sitting in history class that day. They ushered you into the library and put you in front of that 19-inch TV that all the kids had to sort of surround themselves around. And we were there, we were watching it, and it exploded. Everybody in class just sort of looked at each other like, was that supposed to happen? Like, you don't really comprehend what's happening at the time. And in typical Gen X fashion, they just ushered us right back to class, didn't talk about it, nothing.
See,
you know? And then, of course, back then, no internet at all. So newspapers come out, its headlines were like, wow, we watched that, you know?
No, I think for us, it was we were in the classroom and they rolled the TV in, but similar situation. I don't remember. To think about like what the teachers had to go through at that moment, because they're thinking, now we're just kind of showing a cool moment and that happens. And I even found the audio clip from CNN. And when the explosion happened, there's like a good 30, 40 seconds of just no conversation, nothing being said, because I think everybody, similar to teachers and students, everyone's like, that didn't just happen. But then the reporter had this to say.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
I mean, they're just still trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Unbelievable.
Even a texter said, I was in the third grade. Our teacher just rolled the big TV onto the cart so we could watch. We really didn't understand until the teacher started crying.
Oh, that I can't even imagine.
Yeah. The Daily Mix
Show. How would you like to try to beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 227 wins, 69 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think that you can beat Miggs at 750.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.